An Argentine court has ordered that Portrait of a Lady, an 18th century painting looted by the Nazis in the 1940s that was discovered last year in Mar del Plata, be delivered to the heirs of the original owners. The painting was originally owned by Jacques Goudsteker, a Jewish art dealer based in Amsterdam who was later looted by Nazis. The artwork was likely last seen in the 1940s at the hands of high-ranking Nazi financier Friedrich Kagian, who fled Germany and ultimately settled in Argentina. The artwork was discovered in August 2025 after Dutch journalist Peter Schouten, who was investigating the fate of the painting, spotted it on a real estate agent's website in Argentina. The house in question belonged to one of Kagian's children, Patricia. The formal restitution was carried out in a hearing in Mar del Plata on Friday. Judicial authorities gathered with attorneys for Mary von Sacher, Goudsteker's daughter-in-law and official heir, and Patricia Kagian and her husband, Juan Carlos Cortegoso, the couple who had the painting in their house. Per the terms of the settlement, the couple renounced any claims over the painting, agreeing as well to not file any appeals to reverse the ruling. Kagian and Cortegoso, who will be on probation for 2 years, will also have to make a donation of $4.8 million, around US $3,140 at the official rate, to a local hospital. The couple, who had initially been charged with possessing and concealing a piece of art that had been stolen in the context of genocide, took the plea bargain to avoid going to trial. The settlement cleared the path for the painting to be restored to von Sacher, who also declined to pursue further charges against the couple. Citing von Sacher's attorneys, Clarín media outlet reported that the Goudsteker's heir intends to have a showing of the painting in Argentina before it is taken back to the Netherlands in order to create awareness of the genocide that was carried out by the Nazis. The painting is currently being held in the headquarters of the Argentine Foreign Ministry. You may also be interested in experts confirm analysis. Looted Nazi painting in Argentina is by different artist. Finding the painting. Before World War II, the artwork was owned by Goudsteker, who was forced to sell his collection to Nazi officials. He fled the Netherlands with his wife and son in 1940, but tragically died in an accident on the boat. His family arrived in the U.S. with a pamphlet he kept in his luggage, detailing all of the paintings in his art dealership's possession. The more than 1,100 artworks in Goudsteker's collection were purchased at extremely low prices by high-ranking Nazi officials, including infamous German field marshal and art collector Hermann Göring. According to an investigation published by Dutch paper Algemeen Dagblad, AD, documentation shows that in 1946, SS official Friedrich Kagian had two of Goudsteker's paintings in his possession. A right-hand man of Göring, Kagian fled to Switzerland when Germany lost the war in 1945. He then escaped to Brazil and made his way to Argentina, where he settled, founded a company, and raised a family. He died in Buenos Aires in 1978. Portrait of a Lady had been registered on an international list of missing art. It was also listed as missing by the Dutch Cultural Heritage Agency, RCE, in its original acronym, an organization that focuses on artwork looted by the Nazis. Before being spotted last year in Mar del Plata, it is believed the painting was last seen in Switzerland in 1946. Dutch journalist Peter Schouten, along with AD journalists Cyril Rosman and John van den Oudelaar, had been trying for years to get in contact with Kagian's living daughters, but the family always refused to talk to them. After multiple unsuccessful attempts to contact them, in 2025, Schouten headed to Mar del Plata in an attempt to reach them in person. After failing to make contact, Schouten noticed that one of the family's properties was listed on a realtor's website. Scrolling through the listing, he tumbled upon a photo of what appeared to be the original Portrait of a Lady. Authorities raided the house twice, but did not find the artwork there. An Argentine court charged Patricia Kagian with the crime of aggravated cover-up for allegedly trying to hide the painting. In September 2025, Kagian finally handed it over to the court after a failed attempt to transfer the judicial investigation to a civil jurisdiction. Further tests proved that the picture indeed showed the original artwork. Although initially attributed to Italian artist Giuseppe Ghislandi, art experts later concluded that Portrait of a Lady was most likely painted by Giacomo Cerruti, another northern Italian artist working in the same period.